right, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your host, Tariq Nasheed. Today's show is brought to you by BinCoux.com, BinCoux.com. If you have no art in your house right now, it's time to check out BinCoux.com to elevate that vibe. BinCoux has a wide variety of amazing wall art and museum quality print at very reasonable prices. You can get them framed in the whole nine yards. Go check out BinCoux, BinCoux.com, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here, we're chilling, and I got my lovely co-host here. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
What up, though? I'm good. What's going on?
We are good. How you been?
Man, I've been working hard all week.
All week long. That's what's up. You got some fruit?
I work too hard. I do have fruit.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And over here,
some Layla shit.
I know. And over here, we have Layla. How are you, Layla?
Good. I'm over here with sweet tea, being bad.
Oh, you ain't supposed to be drinking tea?
Looking like a fly girl.
I know. I know.
Fuck you.
Let's get your mic together.
Can you is it? Okay.
Okay, it's kind of lagging.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but we don't want you bending over through the whole show.
Okay, yeah.
There you go. All right.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, so what's going on?
My Kim Kardashian waist, thank you.
Man, so what is happening out here? How's everybody doing? We're here.
I'm good. Mother's Day.
Yes. What'd y'all do for Mother's Day? What'd you do for Mother's Day, Layla?
I went out with my crazy ass family. We had a big little Mother's Day brunch, and it was cool. But I have a question, Tariq, and couldn't wait to ask you this.
Yes.
Okay, do you think it's cool for, like, if you're dating a girl and you have a baby mama, is it okay to buy your baby mama a gift if you're dating someone?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because somebody put that on Instagram, and I'm thinking, I was kind of mad about that. I'm going to tell
you why. It's cool. Oh, okay, why? Why were you mad about it?
Because I'm a baby mama, and my baby daddy got me a gift on behalf of my son, and I think that even though we're not together, he still respects me as a mother, and he's like, you're a great mother, you deserve a gift, even though we're not together, and I see nothing wrong with that. He going about his business, I'm about mine, we cool, he do him, I do me. But I
bet you, Tariq, say it depends on the nature of the gift.
No.
It's like, what are you bringing you? Some dildos?
Yeah, if a nigga bought you a thong or some shit for Mother's Day. If he bought you some curtains, something like that. But if you, what would be cool if he bought a gift for the child and said, okay, I'm buying this
for
the kid.
That's what he did, yeah.
Okay, now that's cool.
Yeah.
Because the kid can't go in the store.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like, let me get some some flowers and
Right.
A waist trainer for my mama. You can't do that. So if the dad is doing it for the kid, buying it for the mother, that's fine. But if it's like, hey, I got you some, I was just thinking about you, if some shit like that, then that might be a little inappropriate.
Yeah, because I seen this girl on Instagram. She was like, niggas do not need to be buying a baby mama's gifts. And I'm like, yes, they do. We popped a whole kid out of our vagina. Yes, we deserve a gift. Yes, you do. Sorry.
In the name of the kid. Yeah, because you don't want to give the mom any kind of ideas.
Exactly. Yeah. He put my son's name on it. I thought that was totally great and fine, and that's great.
That's what's up. Yeah. That is what's up.
That don't make no sense that somebody would even have an issue. That's just insecurity.
Thank you.
Young, insecure woman.
Young, insecure. That's
that don't know that hers belong to her. You gotta own your shit.
Right.
My man never... is your man. Is
okay.
Your man.
You're supposed to let no other girl see you sweat. It's crazy.
So you don't care if you was dating a dude and he got his baby mother a gift? You're
no.
Cool? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah, but like I said, it better not be no thongs.
No rubbing lotion.
I'm punching somebody in the throat.
Right.
I'm not really
what about
guys.
Like a facial or something?
No, that's cool. Yeah. Massage, whatever. Yeah. You are a mother. You deserve certain things. I know certain things that women want. That's something I would want if I was a mother. Shit, when people told me, thank you, what y'all got for me today? Some flowers.
Man, let's see what's going on. Who's on the phone? What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is Meek.
Hey, Meek, how are you, brother?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, brother? How you doing, ladies?
Hey, what's going on?
Where you calling from, Meek?
Hey, I'm originally from Miami, but up here in Dallas, Texas, doing the thing.
Oh, that's what's up. So what's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, most definitely. I wanted to ask you a question. I know you said you moved out to L.A. when you were young.
Right.
What were some things you did when you got out there? Were you kind of like lost? Did you know what to do? How'd you hustle? How'd you get where you are right now?
Yeah, man. Now, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 23.
Okay. Now, I came out here like at around 17, something like that. And, I started hanging out with the street cats and the gangsters and the hustlers and all that. And, you know, I went through a lot of hardships, but the advantage I had was that I was very young. So as a youth, you know, you have your right. opportunity to kind of make mistakes. I didn't have any kind of real responsibility, so I was in full learning mode. And I say, do all the shit you need to do at a very young age. Get it out your system. A lot of times folks wait till they're damn near 50 to be like, I need to go out here and see the world, you know. and you got all types of mortgages, college payments for your kids and car notes and all that. You got to get out there young, when you got your youth ahead of you, because you can take those knocks and bruises psychologically when you are young. When you're young, you can take rejection, you can take failures, you can absorb that. But when you're older, it kind of it affects you in a different way. So, you know, take those hard knocks at a young age. You feel me?
All right, most definitely. Can I ask you one more question?
Oh, go ahead, Meek.
All right, I don't want to be too long-winded. I know how you be, but just wanted to say, as far as becoming a motivational speaker, what are some things you get into? Reading a lot of books, correct?
Really, when you do motivational speaking, people want to know your experiences. Reading books, that's one thing, but they want to know your journey. That's why you got to go out there and do stuff so that you can have a story to share with people as a form of inspiration. You understand?
I understand. Appreciate it.
My man, thank you for the call, brother. Yes, indeed. So, Layla, what's happening in the news out here?
Great advice, by the way.
I know. Yes, that was good stuff.
I know how to do this shit.
Yeah. I want to talk about Starbucks, you know.
What's going on with Starbucks?
Okay, so they have a new policy now where they have an open bathroom policy, because the whole thing with the two guys that got arrested, they were mad because they used the bathroom at first. Did you know?
Right.
Yeah, so basically they said that they're not going to turn anybody away, whether you buy something or whether you don't buy something or not. They said they don't want to make it a public restroom, but everybody's going to be welcome to use the bathroom. And they just made that announcement like it's a big deal.
Or they could just stop discriminating against black folks.
Bottom line.
Let's just do that. I don't all that old fake bullshit, because right. they weren't discriminating against all these other people. They can go in there, piss shit, wipe their ass, change their tampon. Exactly, right. But the minute black folks go in there, they start acting funny style. And the situation with those brothers, they weren't trying to use the fucking restroom.
Right.
They were just sitting there. So this is a whole diversionary smokescreen.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You dig? They need to come up off that paper.
Has that happened to you in Starbucks? Like, you went to ask to use the restroom and they give you the look like, buy some?
Yeah, they do be looking like
but
that.
Anybody else go ask for the bed? It's right around the corner, 3232. Right.
Exactly.
Before I came here, I just took a big shit and I just left. I didn't buy anything. You can't.
Why do we need to know that?
I went to Starbucks, took a shit, and walked the hell out. Just
for the hell of it. No, I'm just
like,
sorry, Starbucks. Lord. Well, no, we not sorry, actually.
I know.
sorry,
and I hope you didn't flush. Lord. Bree, what else is happening out here? I know Libby over here snorting and shit.
I know.
I'm such a nerd, low-key.
Like, we got a little baby pig over here.
Such a nerd, low-key. I swear.
So, I don't know if you guys saw, just like piggyback off of Mother's Day.
Yeah.
BET had a Mother's Day special, and Jhené Aiko and Namiko sung their hit song, like sing to me.
I saw that was very cute.
Oh my god. I cried like a baby. Like my ovaries were jumping out of my chest.
Oh, you got baby fever.
Oh my god. I was like, what the hell? And then Nami reminds me of my niece so much, and it was just, that was such a special moment. But I brought up Mother's Day to say that I also saw the Red Table Talk with Jada.
Oh, how was that?
Jada Pinkett and her mom and her daughter. And it was kind of, I don't know if they did it last year or this was a recent one, but they sat around a table and kind of talked about her situation joining a family that already had a mother and a son. Because, you know, she kind of walked in on Will and his wife.
Yeah.
Divorce. Yeah, mm-hmm. She walked in the middle of it. So she had to, like, quickly learn to be a mother before she was even a mother. So it was very, very inspirational. Very, very.
Yeah, so it's a good show?
I saw the one with her and the ex-wife. They were talking. That was very good.
That was good. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you see Jada's mom on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She could.
Nigga.
Hey. You hit that? No,
look, but look, while you bullshitting? Because Jada's. I didn't.
I don't know. Now he'll know.
But Jada's mom got body like a mom. She's 64 years old.
That's crazy.
And she had Jada at 15. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
She had Jada very, very young.
thing.
And she talked about, you know, not knowing how to be a mom to her for a very long time.
I didn't know
so
that.
They had a very, very transparent conversation in front of the world.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it's a, I think it's a beautiful show. Like,
yeah, it's a good show. Yeah, it's a real good show. Yeah. And I like Jada. I like those guys.
It's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's on Facebook.
It's on YouTube too?
Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
But Jada's mom, she's like, she's not one of the women. You know how some women would be like, oh, she looks good for her age. Is that?
No, yeah.
It's like, no, what you doing later?
You
doing
we are trying to hook up.
Yeah, nigga. Hello? If I was single and I saw Jada's mom at the club, I'm like, I'm buying a drink.
Would you do Eddie Murphy ex-wife the same way?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the fine motherfucker.
She bad as hell.
She's bad as hell.
In person. Yeah. She looks
who are some of the older women who just bad as hell? Who?
Because older? Murphy? Angela Bassett.
Yes.
Angela
Bassett. Yes.
Tony
how
Braxton.
Old are we talking about? Tony
Braxton. Bad as hell.
Yeah. J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo still looks good. I give it to J-Lo. I saw J-Lo.
And Taraji, apparently, we just learned she was in her late 40s.
Taraji's 47.
Her dude is 34.
Y'all milf it up. Get
her
these niggas.
Her dude is 34. Yeah. I'm thinking now, like, should I go younger?
Uh-oh.
Should I go younger?
I feel a ways about that situation.
Oh, you wouldn't go younger, Bree?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind going.
Yeah,
younger.
I mean, so how you feel?
Well, what's the problem there? What's the problem there?
No, I feel like it seems like, you know how for a long time women have been being called gold diggers. Okay. Right, we the gold diggers. You want him because he got this. It seems like when a woman glows up and get her stuff together, all of a sudden everybody want to propose.
Now, Bree,
is it the same thing?
Money? Does he have money?
Is it the same thing, Tariq? Like,
what? Like, what do you mean?
Like. Like, can you call a man a gold digger? Not necessarily talking about hers, because don't he have money and he like a ball player or something?
He's an ex-ball player. Retired, but still, he could probably got money somewhere.
But like, okay, I'm finna give you an example. Like, a couple in the hood, her guy does a whole lot of hood stuff. She go get legit, get a business, a boutique or whatever, and starts glowing up. They've been together for 15 years.
Yeah.
He waits until she gets this business to say, oh, I want to marry you. I'm tired of playing games, you know?
Okay, some dudes do that, because that's not a normal thing for dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because the money from a woman don't really impress dudes like that. You know, we're really impressed by pussy ass and titties and, you know, shit like
that's
that.
That's a shame.
Shallow bullshit. Shame.
That's such a shame.
You know? But let me ask you this. How young would y'all go? How young would you go, Bri? How long young would you go, Layla?
25.
25
damn,
is youngest?
Damn, you would go 25?
If it be his maturity, has shit together, yeah.
How low would you go? How young, rather?
I would say like 28, 29.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to go no.
So you met a cool ass 23-year-old dude.
Hell no.
You would swag. He's cool. He's like, look, you know, I'm on about my business. I got this little thing going on over here. You know, you seasoned. You're a mature woman. I like that. You ain't like the other women my age. A nigga start spitting some of that ism at your ass.
You know,
you wouldn't fuck with a 23-year-old nigga.
Yes, you would.
Shit.
I really can't see it. I'm telling y'all.
Bree ass be up at Magic Mountain. With a big fucking teddy bear holding that nigga's hand and shit.
I can't say that I would. I mean, you know, shit happens.
I mean, we have to keep our options open. There's not a lot going on out here, so we gotta be a little more.
That's true,
flexible.
But you willing to put up with shit from a 25-year-old?
Okay. If he has to be really mentally mature, and I know a few, I've met a few that were, but yeah, you're right. But it's a few. I mean,
it's hard to find a mentally mature 30-year-old, let alone like.
Now, how old will y'all go?
Oh, I ain't playing them type of game. I'm gonna play them type of game.
How old are you going?
Honestly, 65.
65, okay.
Damn! So much about you right now.
Like, 25 to 65.
Yes.
That's a very wide range. You should not be single, Layla.
Layla got a wide neck. What's the oldest for you, Bree?
10 years, my senior.
Okay.
That's it?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go no. Because then it gets into my daddy age, and that shit is weird. Like, black men that's that age remind me so much of my father.
But you have to look super young, though. You can't look 65. Look at Jada's mom. She's like 65. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
how many 65-year-olds don't look 65? It's like a handful of them.
But that'll be the one that I would be okay with.
Oh, well.
So an old fly-looking dude in shape. He's like 62. He got it together. He's divorced. He's traveling. Got his little money right. He's retired.
Man, you painting the real nice picture.
I'm saying, yeah, you talking that shit now. I see Bree driving around in the passenger seat of a Cadillac.
You get on my how often?
The car smelling like Dracar cologne and shit. But she got? What's that smell, Bree?
Been gay.
62. I don't know.
Is that high karate?
A 62-year-old that he gonna have to be a unicorn. Like.
Wait, do we have all his teeth though?
I mean, some do.
If
you
everything
know,
else is together, why wouldn't he have his teeth?
Yeah, his teeth would be right.
They have to be real though. They can't be dentures.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got too many. She ain't gonna find nobody. She got too many damn. Yeah,
Bree talking that shit. Bree coming here with furs and shit. She coming here little by little with all types of fly shit.
Old people, old people, shit. Yeah,
them old niggas be tricking that little money off.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Say, girl.
Man. Let's see. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see who this is. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Taylor from Lancaster, California.
What's your name again, brother?
Taylor from Lancaster.
Taylor, man, why the fuck you sound so sultry, nigga? You sound real sultry. And it's the middle of the day for you to be sounding this damn relaxed. What you doing up there, man? This nigga right here.
Are you at work sneaking on the phone?
Are you at work? Or you sound like you at work or at home. Where are you, brother?
No, I'm just at home.
Okay.
Man,
doing what?
You got a pipe.
This nigga's soaking in a damn aroma bath right now with some Bed Bath & Beyond beads in the water.
Super
this sus. Nigga's relaxed as fuck.
Super
he at home by himself because his mom at work. So this nigga's chilling. What's on your mind, brother?
Do you think it's a possibility if my girlfriend and her family are part of like a black secret society?
Is it a possibility that your girlfriend and her family are part of a black secret society? Or like the Boulé, like the Boulé, Jack and Jill, something like that?
Yeah, like the Boulé, Jack and Jill, something like that.
Well, what gives you that? I don't know. What gives you the impression?
She's told me different things about her mom. Like her mom's a lawyer. Her dad is like one of those professional black people. And like she's brought up how her mom has so much power and she's connected to all these people like the dean at the school. And she said if I like fuck her over, she can get me kicked out of school if she wanted to. And she's connected with all these people in all these high places. She's brought up how her uncle is in the FBI and her aunt is in the CIA and she has all these people.
So, nigga, is that why you whispering? I mean, you sound like you're under surveillance now, my dude.
I mean, is she out to get you? You sound kind of nervous about all of this information.
Yeah, nigga, you okay?
I mean, no, I don't know what they're, like, capable of. And she's like,
you think they're listening now or something? Like,
that's why I was scared to ask this question because I don't know if they're going to, like, find out.
Now, the thing is, most of those people from those secret societies date other folks from those secret societies. So she wouldn't date you.
Let you in.
Yeah, especially your weird ass up there in Lancaster. You know, it ain't no connections up there.
Shit. No, she lives in Oakland, too. So.
She lives in Oakland? Is this the chick you met on the internet, my nigga? Yeah. Have you ever met her before in real life?
No, we've met before. We've met plenty of times. It's still like the long distance kind of thing. It's real life.
Nigga, I don't know. The shit sounds
weird.
Are
you tied up right now?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, God damn, nigga. What's going on with you, dude? And are you high, brother? Have you been smoking?
Nah, I don't smoke. I don't do any drugs or nothing.
Trust.
All right, brother.
Without it, there's no love.
Ain't nobody got time to
play. All right, this nigga right here. Lord.
I'm kind of scared for him.
No, that nigga is up there doing
something.
He sound
like an informant.
I know. That
or, yeah.
All that heavy goddamn breathing. Lord, that nigga's up there high. That nigga done smoked something.
Uncle's a part of
he's acting like you're supposed to know her.
FBI.
You know my girlfriend.
Right.
She a lawyer. I'm like, nigga, stop it. All right, Layla, what's happening in the news?
Did you guys hear about this South African pastor that he told all the women in the congregation to take their panties off? This is not, I'm not even joking. What? And he prayed over their genitals.
Hey, is this kind of old?
That old?
Yeah, I think I heard of that a while back. Are you giving us old news? Yeah.
It probably resurfaced because it sounds weird.
Well, you know why? Because I think he went and he went on a radio station and he was explaining why.
Okay.
And the reason for him doing that is because he said that a lot of people have, like, you know, sexually transmitted diseases And some people have spirits down there, and he just wanted to pray the spirits off of their genitals.
Hilarious.
So that was it. That
nigga, so why is that hilarious, but voodoo and that type of stuff isn't hilarious? Like, what?
Because with voodoo, why? You ain't pulling nobody's pussy out, trying to touch it and whiff it. That sounds like something else.
She didn't say he tried to touch it. She told him to take his panties off.
He touched their genitals.
You ain't see. You got to give all the news.
No. Because
if you tell a congregation, he told a whole congregation of women to take their panties off and wouldn't touch their pussies.
Yes.
This is Lord. Donald Trump, brother.
Lord.
I know, that's crazy. But he was explaining that's the reason.
Imagine his fingers after the at the end of that.
I didn't say he put his fingers in there.
Oh, you touching, though.
I mean, he probably put it on laid hands over the cooch.
You got to give me all the right news.
And also, with those stories that come out of Africa, you got to verify them, because a lot of times the Western media will say something crazy.
Because
they always paint Africa to be all types of crazy and weird. And,
That's true.
That I would have to verify that and go over there and see some shit like that in order to believe it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Well, I want to piggyback off of that story. It's another crazy story out of Africa. A guy caught his woman cheating, and he went and cut the man's penis off and fried it and made him eat it. Came out of Africa.
Oh, damn.
Now, it didn't have any sources or anything, but they got this guy, like, in handcuffs and all of this.
No, stuff. I have a question, though. When you cut it off, you're not dead. He's not going to die. How do you make him eat it?
No, I don't think you can.
So you cut your thing off and you're alive?
Oh, Lord.
I
would have to verify that. That sounds like some crazy. But that's what I said. Okay, when shit come out of Africa, it's always something crazy.
Exactly. It's something so random. But didn't, what was the lady named? Lena Bobbitt? Or
Lorena Bobbitt.
When she cut his thing off, like, he was still alive, right?
Yeah.
How long, though?
He probably still alive.
He's alive. They went and sold. I don't know how he stayed alive, but.
Yeah, because she tossed it on the expressway and somebody found it and they took it back to him.
Damn, he could still be living after that?
Man.
Crazy, man.
But yeah, that Africa story, that's another one that sounds fake. So we got to watch out for them stories.
Yeah.
They always.
Quit lying, guys.
I know.
Quit lying about Africa.
Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Yo. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Tariq.
Hey, who is this?
Hi, I can't believe I got through. How late?
Hey.
How are you, dear? What's your name?
This is Anna from Detroit.
Anna from Detroit?
Yes.
How are you, dear? What's on your mind?
Wonderful. I always wanted to call. I always missed the last show.
Oh, I hope you didn't.
Yeah. Okay. I'm such a huge fan.
Hey, I love that. Thank you so much. What's on your mind, dear?
Okay. So, are you watching, or I know you're not watching it, but do you see any?
Okay,
Cynthia G is doing?
No, I see people in the chat room talking about she's crying on her show. Now, for those who don't know, Cynthia G, she's an internet troll that I addressed, and I clowned her last night on my live stream. And do y'all know Cynthia G, she sent me an email talking about she's going to sue me for defamation of character because I said she looks like she has cancer. Cynthia sent me an email that she's going to seek legal action because I said her ass looked like Cheddar Man, the Neanderthal. So now I got to wait for the lawyer to call me because I said her little bald-headed ass looked like she's going through chemo. So I'm going to wait for the lawyers to get this thing sorted out. So she's mad at her. She's over there crying right now. She's going off and she's crying. Not only that, I think Cynthia G., she's a prehistoric bedwench with a fucked up wig. She looks like she's going through chemo, and I don't even believe her legs are working. I think she might be in a wheelchair. I think that she has some kind of disease probably where her little musty ass can't even walk.
Damn.
She's probably in a wheelchair. That's why she can't trick off with white zaddy no more because her wheelchair won't make it up in the big house. So tell her I said fuck her. All right, thank you.
Damn. Tariq was like, leave me the fuck alone. Okay.
Lord.
Extra shit, big.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Doc from Pittsburgh, man.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm just letting you know, I got every time I try to watch you, it's getting bad, man. They cut me off.
Who's
my computer crashes.
Oh, damn. Well, that's probably you ain't paying.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that. I don't want to hold you up.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right. People calling me with their computer problems and shit.
He probably got 1999 Dell.
I know.
Damn system going
out.
They
got a family plan. And everybody in the house is using the same internet password. Lord. Bree, what else is happening out here?
Oh, Miss Nicole Arbor.
Oh, God.
I mean, you got to address. I always address, you know.
Oh, God. This chick, this white lady.
Please, thank you.
Yeah,
because you know how to tam down.
Yeah, this white lady, Nicole. And she she did like a response video, parody / video to Childish Gambino's This Is America. And it's so fucking corny. It's whack. It's horrible. She even disabled the comments on the video so people can't clown her ass. But she's one of these chicks who, if you look at her tweets, she says shit like, well, black folks need to get over slavery and that type of sucker shit. So she's one of them kind. And you also see on her Instagram, she hangs around a lot of comedians like Martin Lawrence and Cat Williams and all that.
What?
So,
yeah, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, she used to be a comedian herself. Okay. And she was mad corny then. But you got to watch people like that. You got to watch them. I just don't like that corny type of shit. And they hang around a bunch of black folks and then they start talking slick stuff about slavery. So we got to watch out for that. Y'all know that chick, Whoa Vicky. Y'all heard it? Yeah. You heard
of little dumbass.
Oh man, she's stupid.
The one that talked like this because I'm a black girl now.
Wait,
black.
Y'all not talking about Catch Me Outside?
No, that's another one.
That's another one?
Yeah, because she black. Her black birthday in March.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what you were talking about last night with the little black girl?
The little black girl was hugging. And that's the thing that bothered me. You had a little black girl hugging up on this Whoa Vicky chick.
No, she was like hyperventilating.
Crying like she just, oh my God. Yeah.
Like she saw Michael Jackson.
Exactly. And I said, that's the fault of the parents out here.
Wow.
That's the fault of the parents. Now, some people were like, well, man, maybe her parents don't even know who Whoa Vicky is. And that's not the point.
Right.
That ain't the point at all. Your kid should not look up and idolize a moron like that at all, no matter who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's on the parent, because if your children are idolizing ratchet shit like that, that means they don't have any positive role models at all. So I put that on us. We got to do better with these kids.
Yep.
Big time. Layla, what else is happening out here? Who the fuck is calling me?
This is interesting news. Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, Khalees and Nas are going through that whole custody battle. And right now, Khalees gets $8,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Nas's financial documents came out and she wants more money.
Oh, damn.
Because he gets $175,000 per month. But he also takes care of a lot of family members. So he spends out like $80,000 a month. And she said, with all that money coming in, she needs more money for her child. What do y'all think about that?
Nas is my dude, so I don't want to speak on my dudes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with what I don't like what she did, she put out this story about him beating on us. I really didn't. You didn't know that?
No, I never heard that.
She put out some shit where they got physical and he hit her and all this old stuff. And that was kind of foul, you know, because it sounded like she was just using that as some form of leverage.
Right.
You understand? So that's some shit I wasn't really
rocking with. That's the most horrible shit in the world to say a man put his hands on you and he didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I think women should go to jail for that shit.
Yeah.
You know, turn that shit around and put it on. That's horrible.
Yeah
that's like, wow, that's crazy. But I just feel like sometimes we don't, like women, we may not need as much money. Like, just because we see the guy making all this money, like, I'll be like, nigga, I'll take care of my own kid. Give me what you got. And then I'll, you know, I'm not going to sit up there and like take the man for all his money.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your relationship, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's
but I'm not
some
a dirty
bitterness.
Bitch. I'm not doing dirty bitch like that. So I'm just going to be like, I'll take care of my son. You don't have to give me anything, really.
So you wouldn't be like, look, nigga, I see you shining. You just,
no,
you just
as much as Layla always talking about how she want a rich dude and be in his pocket.
But no, but I'm saying $8,000, that's enough. And then I have money.
And
too.
He's a billionaire.
Is he?
I'm just saying for you.
Hypothetically.
Well, that's different.
See, it's different. The amount of money that it goes up, the more she wants. She feels entitled.
But $8,000, that's enough. Shit.
How do you know what's enough for her lifestyle?
Because, isn't she working as well?
Apparently.
You better take your ass on tour to sing milkshake, Simone. Shit.
Okay, she still can go get some rounds off with that one.
She's just living off the $8,000. No, that's not enough. But if you have your own money, then the extra $8,000, that's what's up.
Yeah, that is, it's sad.
That's sad, yeah.
Did y'all see that whole thing between Azealia Banks and Cardi B? Did y'all see that? What y'all think about that? Did y'all think that? Whose side were you on as far as that?
You know whose side I was on. Cardi B.
Oh, really?
I was thinking Azealia.
I don't know. Why were you on Cardi? No, let's explain.
Because I feel like everybody be like legitimately hating on this girl.
Okay.
Why are they hating on Cardi so bad? She's freaking, maybe because I have feelings for pregnant women.
Okay. That's fair.
And I've been
pregnant
and you're super duper emotional.
Right.
Like, you should not judge people when they're pregnant. And anybody that's never been pregnant, you can't talk on it because I'm just saying.
That ex is me and you out to read.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Now, whose side were you on, Bri?
I really wasn't on anyone's side, but I understood where Azealia was coming from.
Okay.
But her delivery is bad.
Right. She's real harsh.
She attacks versus, you know, because her opinion is her opinion. She thinks the girl is trash. Mm. And that's, she have the right to be. Azealia is she's a very good rapper. Like,
she really is. Her song's actually good. Yeah.
I only know her for getting into fights. That's literally but she's a lyricist. I know her for.
She's a lyricist and she speaks a lot on that.
But for her to go on Cardi B, when you get into a fight every fucking 2 seconds, you're not representing for black women either.
Right. Yeah, that's the point. Exactly.
Because you're getting into fights, you're making black women look ratchet. Mm. Yeah, that's my opinion. Mm. I go by people's actions, not what they say. Yeah. I don't give a damn about what you say.
She is. She's extremely ratchet, and she does make us
TMZ
look bad.
Always for fighting on planes, punching out folks. Like, you making us look bad, boo.
And then be on her page like, oh, you guys make black women look bad. She always pointing
fingers. You're making black women look bad by fighting every 2 seconds.
Exactly.
And if that's what these white people have to go
by. But so Cardi is into it with the other chick from Love & Hip Hop 2.
Which one?
The other rapper girl. She got a crazy name on Johnny Blaze.
Oh, she's beefing with her now?
Yeah.
For what?
About some texts. I don't know. It just don't even make sense.
Lord. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, man. Am I live?
You live, brother. What's
you
up?
Live.
Hell yeah, you live, brother. What's your name, brother?
Oh, man.
Brother.
That's crazy.
What's the station makes it happen, brother? You're going to get those two tickets go see Queen Latifah and Yo-Yo at the Pantages Theater, brother. What's the station?
Tariq, I'm such a big fan, man.
Oh,
my name's John. I have to use my alias. My name's John from New York.
Oh, your alias. Okay. Oh, okay. We wouldn't know your real name, nigga. What's your real name? Fucking alias. What's your real name?
I have to keep
Arthur.
Okay, but I have to keep it low.
What do you do? This nigga works at Popeye's Chicken. I can't be telling to put my shit out here in the streets.
Hey, like Arthur.
My name's
go ahead. Your name is what?
Hello,
Jerome, nigga. Jerome. Old nigga name. Jerome Senior.
Okay, Tariq, can I ask you a question, though?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
By the way, hello, ladies. And Tariq, I respect you so much.
I appreciate you. Go ahead, brother.
Tariq, you know, I want to know, how do I identify myself? Do I say American or do I say African-American? Because I don't want to come off coonish. And on that, too, also, my family, like, they're from Puerto Rico, but I'm very, like, dark skin, and I want to represent the culture, but I feel like I'll come off coonish if I'll be like, you know, some, you know, people look at me as coonish when I say I'm Puerto Rican. So can you please comment on that? Like, how do I represent it well?
Okay,
you know, if I am going to represent it.
Absolutely. Now, were you were born here or Puerto Rico? Where were you born?
No, I was born here. I consider myself Black American.
Okay, yeah.
So I was born here.
Okay, yeah, just you're Black American. I just use the term Black American. Because I'm Puerto Rican. A lot of people, when they say Puerto Rican, they're really trying to identify, you know, with the Spanish. Because a lot of people who say they're Puerto Rican aren't even born there either. And I understand people are trying to identify with their parents. But, you know, Black American is more appropriate. That's why I don't even use the term African American. Because a lot of Black people who are here, we are indigenous to the land. That's another conversation we're going to have. You understand? But
that's right.
Yeah, but Black American, that's an all-encompassing term. You dig?
I hear you. And Tariqa, to all your listeners, 7 levels of disrespect, man, that could save a life.
Absolutely.
I respect you, Tariq. Take care, man.
Man, you be good, brother. All right.
That's like nice. The third person to call in the last couple weeks that's Puerto Rican is like, what should I do as a Puerto Rican person? Like, why is there so much confusion all of a sudden? Is it because of what's happening in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, because
as far as
that, because you got a wake-up call, especially the dark ones. You got a goddamn wake-up call because a lot of people try to hide behind, well, I ain't really black, I'm Puerto Rican.
Right.
And you, Trump and them went over there to Puerto Rico and treated all them like niggas.
Right. Yep,
so that was the wake-up call. Right. You can't hide behind none of that right now.
Because
right.
So I'm like, that's like the third person, you know?
Yeah. My man. Shout out to that brother. Have y'all dated a Puerto Rican dude before?
I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did, too.
You did it? Mm-hmm. Lord. When did you date a Puerto Rican dude, Bree?
It was the first time I figured out my first boyfriend cheated on me.
Oh, damn.
And we broke up. We had a little break. I met a Puerto Rican dude. And it was like, man, it's crazy connection and all of this stuff. And at the time, my boyfriend was a Kappa. My ex-boyfriend was a Kappa. And this Puerto Rican guy wanted to be a Kappa. So he knew of him. And it got weird. Like, once he realized he was a Kappa and that was my ex, he went and told him, like, that I was, like, trying to get with him.
What?
He went and told him.
Damn.
And then, like, so me and him would be off somewhere, and then my ex would just randomly show up, like, what's going on here? And
the Puerto
like,
Rican dude?
Yes, okay. He started telling on me. He was tricking.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. You get on my nerves.
He was whooping that ass for Suavemente.
That was the weirdest shit.
Fine, though. He was super
He
fine.
Was fine, too. Mine yeah, fine. Mine looked like
his
he looked
breath
like Prince.
Was stinking. But.
Oh, really? What, his breath smelled like Goya powder? I mean, what was his breath? Layla,
that's
what,
the only reason I stopped talking because he was fine as hell, but yeah, it wasn't was even too. Like, you know how you may eat like some fish or you eat something bad that day and you brush your teeth and you're good?
Yeah.
It was like beyond. It was like he needed to go to the dentist.
Oh damn! It's something like all in his throat that was fucked up.
That's
was
real
it out?
Bad.
Was he out here in L.A.?
No, this is when I lived in Atlanta.
Oh god, you had an Atlanta Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I had an Atlanta Puerto
with
Rican.
With fist breath. That nigga didn't brush his tongue after he ate chimichangas.
Layla, were you not scared to date guys in Atlanta?
I always see. That's my thing. I told you, I always had a freaking boyfriend.
Oh, so okay,
I was in like 2-year relationship, 3-year relationship. Like I always had like somebody. You know what I mean? This is my longest time ever being single.
But I'm saying in Atlanta, you had a boyfriend the entire time you were there. Like if you dated someone, would it be somebody from Atlanta?
Yeah, they were from Atlanta.
Oh,
they
I was
were.
Scared.
I wasn't scared because I know how to pick them. I think I'm pretty good, but I see what you're saying though.
Well, I remember you told us about the dude you were dating. He was gay. And
his
sugar daddy came. What was the sugar daddy's name again? It started with a W. I forgot. Wait. Tell a story, Bree. I mean, Layla. Tell the story, Layla.
Oh, my God.
What? He remembers everything.
Fuck, you remember everything, Tariq?
The guy, I forgot.
Long story short.
Layla was dating a dude.
I was dating this guy in college, y'all. Calm down. It was a long, long time ago. And he was super fine. Didn't have any inkling that, you know, he was gay. He totally acted normal. And one day I was at his house. And it was a knock on the door, and he was like, oh my God, hide in the bathroom. And he turned straight bitch on me and like start acting super feminine. It was like, oh my God, go to the bathroom. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was just scared. So I hid in the bathroom like he told me to. So he opened his door, and it was a dude at the door, older man, and his name was Barney.
Barney, yes. Yes, that was the name.
That's the name.
And he was like, Barney, what are you doing here?
Oh my God. I would have bust out that room like, what the hell?
Lord.
I was cringing in the bathroom like, what the fuck, because this dude acted like a regular dude and then turned into a bitch in 2.5 seconds.
That's insane.
And he okay so him and Barney was trying to unlock the bathroom door like, who is in here? Like he knew
Barney's about to whoop your ass.
Okay. I'm gonna get my ass whooped by old sugar daddy.
Okay. He was gonna put his dress shoe right in your ass. Guaranteed he had on some shit.
Some dress shoes and some linen
slack,
pants.
Okay.
Fuck y'all. No, but I was scared. So finally when he got Barney to leave, he turned back into a man, and he swore up and down that he wasn't gay. That was just a sugar daddy that would buy, like, pay his bills and buy him stuff.
Man.
I was so fucking done. That was, that was traumatizing. Good
and
Lord.
How did he explain what happened after the fact?
No, I mean, he just said it was a sugar daddy, and basically, I have nothing to worry about. He's totally not gay. He said he's never touched Barney because he's like, he's old. Like, I didn't have to do nothing to him. He just wants to be around me. That's what this dude told me.
I was so fucking traumatized, guys. I was like, so I went home and got me a boyfriend real quick. I said, I can't date. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't freaking do this.
And he said he never touched Barney. Barney's just a dude.
Swear to God, he never. But I dodged a bullet because the good thing is I never slept with him. So I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Because he could have got some because he was fine as hell. And we were cool and he was fun. I was like, damn it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hilarious.
I didn't sleep with that fool. I can't stand you talking about that.
Family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Oh, God.
Won't
that's horrible.
You say you love me too?
Did you tell him this when we was in New Orleans and he remembered it?
I love you. It's Barney on the ass. That's Barney right there. I love you. You love me. You love sticking dick in dookie.
Oh, with God. That's so horrible.
Barney,
so
God, that's the
done. Yo, I can't. Tariq remembers that fucking story from
no.
I was thinking about that the other day. I couldn't remember the name. I knew it was like an old nigga name. And I couldn't remember the name. It was Barney. That's some funny fucking shit right there.
I cannot make this up. I swear to God.
Man.
That shit crazy.
Okay, let's see who's on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
Yo, what's up? It's Mark McCann.
Hey, man.
Mark McCann,
how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, y'all silly as hell, man. Y'all talking about Layla about to get bitch slapped.
No, we can't let Layla go out like that. We can't let Layla get jumped by an old queen.
Okay.
Hey, you got to protect her. You got to protect her from her own bad decisions.
Oh, my God. I
gotta
make
sure. Got my back. They
yes,
got my back.
I got to make sure these girls are good. Man, what's on your mind, brother?
All right. Hey, man. Man, what's up? You guys gonna watch the bullshit that happened on Saturday at the wedding?
Oh yeah, is it the royal wedding this Saturday?
Is it?
Yeah, you gonna watch that shit?
Not really. I didn't plan on it, but yeah, you know, I know we're going to hear a lot about it. You know, that's interesting. But thanks for the call. But I'm going to talk about that. Oh, yeah. So the royal wedding is this week. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I did see a lot of people getting prepared for all that stuff.
You hear about Rihanna? The whole little thing with Rihanna?
What happened with Rihanna?
Some reporter asked her why she wasn't invited. And Rihanna like, I don't know them. Like, why would I be invited? She was like, but we saw you guys talking. She was like, I'm standing here talking to you. Are you going to invite me to your wedding? She was like, I would. She's like, well, you ain't coming to mine.
Yeah, Rihanna read her kind of like.
She was high, too. I love her.
That's funny.
I love Rihanna.
That's funny. They're like, well, y'all black bitches know each other. I mean, right. You ain't going. It's that type of shit.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's why she said it.
It is one of those events. Like, the who's who of the world should be there.
So it's Jay-Z and Beyonce? You think they
should get an invite? I would guess.
Mm.
I would guess they would get an invite.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's more like a UK thing. Or like, you know, over there.
Yeah.
Like Craig David or somebody.
Yeah, I know him. His first album, Slap. Man, that shit was a shit.
He's dope.
This nigga say Craig David?
Yeah.
Of all the people you could have mentioned. You said Craig David.
That's
one of the R&B artists from the UK. Can you think about what Soul to Soul?
Wait, what's the other girl?
Leona Lewis.
What's the chocolate sister? Estelle. Yeah. That's the only.
No, they not gonna invite Estelle. No. Hell are y'all talking about?
They might let Estelle
be a bride. She signed a good music. They invite
Kanye
before.
Oh, yeah, she
before they
Kanye.
Invite Estelle.
Oh, my God.
Shit. I bet you Kanye and Kim be there.
Oh, my
you
God.
Think so?
Hell fucking Kim not about to miss that photo op. Is you crazy?
Man, you think they're going to let Kanye's crazy black ass up in there?
Yes, because they love Kim.
Man, I know.
You get a pass.
I know when I was up there, the last time I went to the UK, and I'm going in a couple of weeks, shout out to
yes,
the UK
we are.
Family.
Shout out.
They're always trying to invite themselves to the place.
Don't worry.
But we drove by like Buckingham Palace like at night. We just drove close to that motherfucker, and we heard a motherfucker just out of nowhere, get back in your car and go. I'm like, okay,
what?
All right. So
why,
you don't have to tell me twice. So, yeah, the security there is just hella tight, and it's not like people out there with guns. I don't know where they are. Mm. But if you get close to that palace at night, you know, you get a voice that tells you to get the fuck on somewhere.
You probably would think
I used
that
to want to learn how to break into places like that. Like,
really?
That was like
why?
Something I don't know because
you wanted to be a
cat
burglar?
I didn't want to burglarize anything, but
like
I just
that right now.
I just want to see, you know, I want to, you know, show them their weak spots. So you try to get past the most I'm gonna do a movie like that, though.
Okay,
I'm telling
you. Okay, so y'all. Let me hide all my valuables in this motherfucker.
I'm not gonna steal nothing. I just want to get past the people that think they got the tightest
that
security.
That sound like niggas on First 48. I wasn't trying to steal nothing to kill nobody. I just want to go in there to get me some weed.
Now, if I get in there and they got something, it's going down. But oh, Lord. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. Lord. I'm not a burglar.
That does seem. Lord, you're dressed like one today, though.
I know. It's just like a brown cat woman.
My God.
Did y'all see that sex tape?
Which one? Tiara. What's her name?
Who? Oh.
I got to tell y'all something, too.
Go ahead.
Not right now.
Oh, she always does that.
I know.
Hey, listeners.
Nigga. Oh, yeah. What's it? Tiara Marie? That's her name? Did listeners. Y'all see her? Yeah.
Y'all see how Layla do y'all with the info?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that guy? Well, I'll tell y'all later.
Oh, Lord. Damn. Okay. Lord.
No, I know the guy that.
In the video?
Yes.
Oh.
That's all you have to say?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know the guy in the video. Layla,
how you know everybody. Him?
Long story.
Okay.
No, he's my homie. He's my homie.
Oh,
yeah. Not like that. Not,
which
not
video?
Like,
in the Tiara Marie. What, did you have you seen
it? In the porn. In the porn. Cause she, there's a couple videos. There's one that's like, you gonna say something about your ex doing that shit? Cause it wasn't me that did that.
Oh, well, I saw.
Him. That's who you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did. You see the one where she's actually performing? Her
no,
mouth
I just
duties.
Saw the pictures.
Yeah, she got skills.
Yeah, she got skills.
She better have skills.
Yeah, she got mad skills.
Yes, she does. I made me download some of her singles after seeing that. I'm like, damn.
Everything. You get on my damn nerves.
She knows how to work
so
the mic.
This could be a good thing for right. her.
So do,
that's what I think it is.
Now, some people think, okay, is it staged? Because
so.
you gotta act like, oh, damn, my ex exposed me. You got to play that angle, the Kim Kardashian angle. But do y'all think that they could have staged this and made it a bit publicity stunt?
Absolutely. Yeah, because Love Hip Hop Hollywood is on its way back on. It's right behind Atlanta. And Atlanta just came on, so they trying to drum up a story. Yeah. You know, she running out of stories.
He said he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So her ass did it for, you know, because of... Because
I personally asked him, did you do it? And he swear up and down he did.
Oh, wow.
It just seemed like she don't have a big enough story for Love & Hip Hop, and I think she's trying to secure a check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back.
Who's going to be on the new season of Love & Hip Hop out here?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
Damn. Well, yeah, I knew he was going to be on it way before because he had told me he was going to be on it. And, but yeah.
Somebody said the guy looks gay. Is he? Like,
he looked kind of sus to me.
Yeah.
A couple people have said that.
Yeah. The way he dressed and the way he carried himself. And even like the fact that he posted it.
He definitely, I don't think he is.
I see what you're saying. But the fact that he even posted that shit, like, well, you saying he didn't. That's some gay ass shit.
Yeah, he's.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
If she knew that you was recording that shit and this was between y'all, you keep that shit between y'all. Like
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's why I think it's for publicity. Yeah.
But also, she could have been down with it and been like, "Let's put this out." So I mean, like Kim Kardashian.
Right. Right.
You know.
Oh my God, I was expecting. So, but it don't work the same for black women, and they don't realize that.
It don't work the same.
It do not work the same. You look like a damn fool.
Yeah, that's
people gonna forget about you.
The worst thing was that picture. I've never seen a picture like that. Good Lord,
the screen,
Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, Lord.
Not for the.
Somebody is just like the Mimi sex tape with Mimi from Love & Hip Hop.
She is the number
like,
one.
That shit was so staged and manufactured.
How was that sex tape? I don't remember if it was good or bad.
It was horrible.
No, it was crazy. Well, now Mimi got some fucking skills too.
Oh,
now
she does. I can't.
She
remember.
Got skills, but they fucking in the shower and you know.
Okay, so I forget these are men that are looking at her fucking skills.
Who was the worst sex tape you ever seen? Black China?
Kim Black fucking China. No, Kim Kardashian. I saw a little bit of Kim Kardashian.
Just basic. It's like basic. It's not bad.
But Black China was horrible. This motherfucker sucked dick like she's getting dental work. It's just horrible.
You think it was horrible or that was just a clip that you saw? You saw the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, just that. It was so lazy and just, my God. It was whack. You dig?
Maybe that's why she got the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Because you know it's not that hard to impress an 18-year-old.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And they like to do all the work. They have energy like a
girl. So, you know,
very true.
So
very
I know.
True.
I know. Younger men have
they
more
do.
Energy. I know
they
that
do.
Much.
They do all the work.
But I got energy too. Shit, I don't play that. I don't play that shit. You're not about to stand me up. Upstage
I
me.
Makes you step up your game a little.
Oh,
more.
I.
Like,
you
oh,
look.
Shit.
Listen. I'm bringing all. You're not gonna upstage.
Reese, she gonna plop them titties all up in your face. You gonna learn today, nigga.
I can't show my daddy this show. I always send him the link, but this one is not. What happened to the link? Oh, it's messed up. I don't know what happened.
Daddy, she out here acting the whole fool.
Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet?
This is your life.
Oh, man.
Lord, she's gonna be getting in there like Mary J on it. What's up? Who's on the phone? Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hi, Bree. Hi, Lola. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Hi. This is Sean calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Hey, Sean. How are you, dear? Hey, Sean.
I'm all right. What's up? I've been better. I need some advice.
Go ahead.
Please.
Man. Go ahead.
Okay. So, all right. So, me and my boyfriend, you know, we're engaged. We're going to get married, but. Problem is, I have this pet peeve that I told him it's going to be the demise of our relationship. So, I don't know how you handle it, but, I mean, I think every woman has this boyfriend's friend who's like a complete ding-dong. You don't understand how they're still friends.
Right.
Every time we get into it or something, if we have a disagreement or something, my biggest... He'll go and tell his mama, his sister, his brother, his son. He'll go tell his homeboy, and that's the biggest issue.
Oh, so he goes and tells y'all business to all of his he goes and tell your business to all
tell
his friends.
Tell him the business.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bitch move.
Yeah, I can't stand that, because I don't like putting people in my business.
I feel you on that. Yeah, definitely. That's some shit. Yeah.
You know.
That's all. That's low-key snitching, as far as I'm concerned, telling what's going on in the household and go telling your family. He knows better than that. Guys especially know not to do no shit like that. That's very disrespectful. How long have you been with this guy?
We've been together 2.5 years.
2.5, okay.
And, I love him. I mean, he's my best friend and everything. But, I mean, just telling the business, especially to your lame-ass friends. I mean, like my mother or something. Of course, like sometimes I'll, you know, ask her stuff for wisdom. I mean, her and my dad have been married forever, you know. But when you go telling your friends and stuff, especially the ones that ain't even got it together themselves, I don't.
Well, yeah, you need to check him on that. And hell, let him know that's a deal.
You don't do that.
Right. You need to check him on that. And if he's not going to change, you need to go ahead and bounce. Because that's not a good sign of a dude going out telling all your business like that. That's just not, that shows too much of a disloyal disposition.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want to be with a nigga like that. But anyway, thanks for the call, dear. All right. Yeah, have y'all been with niggas, old tattletale, babbling ass niggas? That's bitch made to me.
Yeah. Wait, tell them about what, though?
Just, you
your
know,
business,
sitting,
like
yeah.
you said. If y'all get into it.
Hell no. Nah.
Because as
like
and truth be told, because I've had friends like that, dudes be trying to tell me all their relationship business, and I don't even want to hear that shit.
Right.
I don't really give a fuck.
Because if it come out, you're like,
yeah,
right,
I don't.
Yeah,
hey, don't put me in that.
Yeah.
You know, like, Flex, man, this bitch is crazy, man. She biting my dick like she going out her damn mind, and her pussy stank, and a hoe.
Why do guys show videos and pictures?
Man.
Like, straight up. Like, I've had a dude do that to me. He's my homeboy, and he'll just show me videos of, like, look what I did. Like, I'm the homie. Like, I am the homie.
Right,
but,
right.
Like, if you're showing me this,
that's
you're
clout.
Showing everybody this.
Yeah.
That's some clout shit.
Yeah, it's clout.
But, I've never had to deal with somebody telling my business.
Yeah, me neither.
Man.
I don't know what type of men are those.
I pick them private.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. Man. Anyway, y'all, we got to get up out of here.
Y'all talking about a lot of crazy stuff, y'all.
You dig? What y'all doing this weekend?
Go ahead.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm like, what you doing?
I know. What the hell y'all doing?
Layla got a secret.
Always
y'all...
some secrets. Layla be the secret queen.
Okay.
Boy, Layla always got some fucking secrets.
Secret queen.
Oh, no.
Random spoon.
I know. Random
fly girl.
I have another idea, guys. Yeah. Right after the show.
Lord, Layla be knowing motherfuckers. And we don't, you know, like, I just talked to Morgan Freeman, and he just... He told me they wanted him on Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
So Layla be knowing all types of secrets.
Okay.
You know.
I'm actually going to the Bay Area. My my great aunt is turning 80.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so
when are you going?
Friday evening. Because her situation is happening on Saturday. Like, her little get-together is happening Saturday.
Oakland or
Sacramento?
That's not the Bay, though.
It's not?
No, nah. It's not the Bay. That, a lot, yeah, my
is
Bay
it Sacramento?
My Bay Area people, they corrected mad. Me. They get
so
mad. What,
so how far is Sacramento from
how
the Bay
How far
area?
Is Sac from the Bay, guys?
It's like an hour. Hour. It's like an hour.
Yeah, because I mistakenly said, you know, that Stevante Clark dude, yeah. You know, his brother who got shot, and Stevante's up there acting like a big coon. Mm. I was like, yeah, Stevante up there in the Bay, and boy, I got so many emails. They like, don't put that nigga on us.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to Sac
from
Town.
The Bay. Yeah, going to Sacramento.
That's like saying you're from L.A., but you're really from the Valley.
Yeah. Oh, that's like saying, yeah, I'm from L.A., but you're from San Diego.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think San Diego and L.A. is the same.
Right, so not.
Yeah, because I get relatives all the time. I'm coming out there to San Jose. Can we get together? I'm not near there. I'm not
like,
even
hell
near
no,
hours
I'm not.
Away.
We are not close.
But it's nice out there. My nieces and nephews live out there. It's really nice.
This will be my first time. I got a lot of family out there, apparently. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And what you doing, Layla?
I have a lot of catching up to do on a lot of things. So, I'm just going to, you know, catch up on that. Oh, you know, another thing I'm going to do is I want to talk about my brother's pool party. I hope you guys come.
Yes.
We're hosting a pool party.
Me and Bree are hosting a pool party. Bree's going to have her thong on, her titties out, all that kind of stuff. The link,
June 9th.
The link is in my bio, my Instagram. So y'all,
tell them,
the family can come. The
it's
family
a not,
can come.
No.
Not the family, like
not
kids.
Not my family, but
like
y'all.
Kids,
the
yeah,
family.
Y'all family, y'all people.
Come.
No, don't come up there with no
them family. Yeah, because
yeah,
they're 3-year-old.
They come up there bring a little 8-year-old with a damn SpongeBob floaty.
You have to be 21 and over.
Yes.
So it's 90s.
Not even 18 and over, 20,
yeah,
y'all
21.
Drinking,
yeah,
21,
yeah. So it's a 90s versus 2000 party.
Oh, it's going to be dope.
Pool party. That shit is going to be dope.
Somebody said, how much? How much?
Games.
There's different prices.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's not, yeah, it's actually.
There's a pre-sale price right now.
There's a pre-sale price because they have VIP tables. So if you want VIP, that's, I don't know how much, but I think they're like 20, 30 bucks.
Okay, y'all
get and it's open bar, guys.
Open bar for 20,
food
30
will be
bucks.
There.
Come on now.
It's a huge ass mansion.
Yes.
We're going to have a good ass time. We're going to party like it's 1999.
Yeah. 2000.
Hey, nah, because I'm from 99. Yeah. I like the 90s. Yeah,
you know, can you smoke there? I'm assuming you probably
can. Yeah.
This is a smoking
come
city.
Turn the hell up.
Yes.
Yeah, so y'all go. What's your Instagram?
Go to my Instagram. So my in my link in my bio, it's Miss Layla Lopez. So it's M S L A I L A L O P E Z.
Yes,
so
y'all,
there.
All y'all California cats, come down from the Bay. Come down.
Yeah,
from,
if you're not far. Come
yeah, come on, drive down to the pool party. Come from San Diego. If you're on an Indian reservation at Pechanga, bring your ass on down. Bring your feathers. Bring
gonna
come
be
on,
a look.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Come down.
Yes, indeed. Let nigga from Lancaster who called up, come on down.
He can't be whispering.
You can't be whispering in the water, nigga.
Hey, your cousin was talking about come. He was like, should I come?
Yeah, he needs to come. But y'all need to participate too. This is not gonna be a pool party where the pool ain't nobody touching the pool.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We throwing motherfuckers in the pool.
Yeah, yes.
So secure your wigs, ladies. Because one fall off in the pool, we putting it on air.
Yeah, that means Cynthia G, you can't come. Your weave is going to float in the pool, and your makeup is going to get the pool colored. All right, so you can't come.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway, y'all, I'm out here. What's your Instagram, Bree?
I'm at It's Bree Small, ITSBRISMALL.
Yes, and Layla, what is yours again?
MSLAILALOPEZ, Miss Layla Lopez.
Yes, and I am at Tariq Elite on Instagram, at Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. Go to Tariq Radio, go to ismradio.com, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, 1804movie.com, and we will see you guys next week. Holla.
Peace.
Bye.